Hi everyone, this is Terry Nays on World Famous Astrologer, and happy Monday. And of course, there's a lot going on ever since the planet Uranus entered the sign of Gemini. And what triggers Uranus to cause changes or to bring some movement into your life? Well, things like the moon being in the sign of Gemini. When planets connect to Uranus, this is where we're going to see some activity. We're going to see sudden and unexpected things happening, but not maybe necessarily in a bad way, because remember, Uranus loves to be in another air sign, and he's in Gemini right now. Things move fast, they're unexpected, and we just have to kind of roll with the punches. Of course, you know, today and tomorrow are going to be very, very, I want to say exciting, but I'm not going to say exciting, because the sun trips over the anorectic degree, the last degree in the sign of Cancer, and enters the sign of Leo. And there's always going to be like a speed bump. You know, when your car hits the speed bump and you didn't slow down, when these planets or the sun change signs, this is what it's going to feel like. That, you know, it's a unexpected, it's a someone knocking at your door that you're not expecting, or some disruption to your life. And this is made even more exceptional because Mars is going to be connecting to the lunar south node. Not every astrologer is going to understand the lunar nodes unless they've really kind of like studied different modalities or different sources of astrology. I've studied Vedic astrology, and the lunar nodes are far more important, or given more importance in, let's say, Vedic astrology. So as Mars connects to the lunar south node in the sign of Virgo, this also connects to, as you might have read on my weekly horoscopes or my monthly horoscopes, to the retrograde degree of the planet Saturn, where Saturn went direct at the end of June 2024, 19 degrees. And so the lunar south node and the lunar north node are at about 20 degrees, and Mars is at 19 degrees. This takes us right into eclipse season in the month of September. And we know that eclipses are in effect far before that they actually occur. So this connects today, almost the end of July 21st, to September, the eclipse season, because the new moon eclipse in September actually connects to Saturn going retrograde, or moving back into the sign of Pisces at 29 degrees. So we have this string that flows through astrology, and that's how predictions are made. So my forte, of course, is predictive astrology. Not everyone's is. Not everybody knows how to, put it all together with the planets and make a string from the past to the future and how that might influence your present. We know the South Node and Mars are going to connect, so we're going to be very, very careful. And one of the things about those lunar nodes is that they foretell endings of cycles, sometimes endings of lives. So in the sign of Virgo, we're going to be very, very careful about accidents, nefarious people being held up, carjacked, whatever. And we're going to be super, super careful, maybe through this entire week, as the sun moves out of the sign of Cancer, connects to that anorectic degree at 29 degrees, which is also a faded degree, and Mars moves past the lunar south node. We don't want any sort of accident or health issue to connect us to next month. So careful is as careful does. Have a wonderful Monday. Go to my website, www.terrynaison.com, for a more extended horoscope.